Hello guys, what is up? This is Chris coming to you from a lovely island of Cyprus. I would like to welcome you to the Black Belt Ninjas podcast. Having a black belt at everything you do. Hope you guys are crushing it. Hope you guys are enjoying life. Today is Thursday. And on Thursdays we talk about spirituality, connecting with your inner being. You know, finding your purpose. That's what spirituality is for me. It has helped me change my life for the better, and you know, I never thought I would be this guy, you know, where I'm spiritual, and I'm sure that's how a lot of you guys think, because it really is that way. I mean, when you make that shift into spirituality, I mean, if you live like most people, they don't think about these things, you know, and they don't ask the right questions, and the path to greatness is starting from asking the right questions and making the changes. And you know, when I first started asking myself, I was like, I mean, why does Tony Robbins meditate? Why does Grant Cardone meditate? Why do all these guys care about spirituality? And I'm like, you know, all these guys, successful guys or gals, of course, I mean, everyone, don't get offended if you're a lady, I love you. I mean, all of these successful people, most of them meditate and they're in touch with their spirituality. Of course, a lot of people who don't meditate has to work for you. I'm not talking about meditation. I'm talking about spirituality. And I believe that meditation is a great way to find your spirituality. Because with meditation, you just shut it all out and it's just you and you. And you find that solitude and you become more mindful. You look at your life's purpose. You look deep down. It makes you feel better with yourself. It makes you better yourself. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, all these great people, they're spiritual. So that must mean something. If you're spiritual, it should make you a better person as a whole in relationships. It could be business, career, financially. It makes you a better person. Because you love yourself. You look at yourself and you want to better yourself with spirituality. It's bare bones deep down and there's nothing to hide when you're spiritual with yourself. And yeah, I took that decision to be spiritual and that started through being meditative. I started meditating and doing all these exercises and all the books I've been reading. And that's what you guys should do because, I mean, I'm nobody special. You know, I'm the same as you. Two legs, 2 feet, two hands, two palms, one brain, two eyes. There's nothing special about me. It's just that I'm concerned with this thing, you know, spirituality. As soon as you make yourself being concerned with spirituality, you're going to start finding your spiritual self. Because then you identify it as a situation, you know. You look at it and you're like, how can I be more spiritual? And every day, you start working towards it. And as soon as you start working on it every single day, even if it's 1% that you worked on it yesterday, it doesn't matter because it's still progress, right? You have to be humble at the same time. You know, don't go crazy. Don't believe that you're going to find your consciousness and your life's purpose through being spiritual from the first day. It takes time and the results will show after you've made spirituality a habit. If you make spirituality a habit, you won't lose. As long as you don't stop, you won't lose. Because that's what it is. I mean, continually pounding at yourself, even at the bad days, even at the days where you feel like, I let down myself, I wasn't spiritual enough today. I didn't do the right thing. I said I would do that, but I didn't do it. You know, like letting yourself down. As soon as you realize that's part of the process, that's part of building the habits, that's part of becoming great, you'll be much better at it. And you'll look at everything with a growth mindset. Because there is growth in every situation, every problem, every failure you encounter in life. It's a chance to grow. I mean, the success is nice, but it's not so fun in success. Because it's all good, you know, I mean, you got no chance to grow. That ain't fun. That's not fun, honestly. I mean, ask all these people at the top of the mountain and they'll tell you that they appreciate the whole journey, you know. That's that they're looking back to the journey because they know that to get to the top of the mountain, they had to build a lot of skills, and those skills were built through the failures. And as soon as you get to the top, you know, it's all just fun, you know, until you start the next conquest and you start failing again and learning again. It's part of the process. Same thing with being spiritual. You're going to fail at it for sure the first time. I mean, you're going to sit down and meditate. Also, I recommend using Headspace for meditation. It helped me tremendously. Amazing application. The first time you're going to sit down and meditate, if you don't do it already, you're going to be like, what the hell am I doing? I mean, what the hell is this? I feel like Buddha. Is this what they do up in the mountains, the monks? Be like, but I cannot think of nothing. Oh, I cannot empty my mind. Can I be formless? Can I be shapeless? And after 5 days, 10 days, we're going to start being more shapeless and formless and spiritual. Why? Because you kept going. That's the secret to success. That's the secret sauce. Keep fucking going. It really isn't anything else. I mean, as long as you keep putting in the work. And when I say putting in the work, I mean putting in the work in spirituality, putting in the work in your financials, in your business, in your relationships, you know, putting in the work in everything. Always trying to be the better person, always trying to improve. Looking alive with a growth mindset. That's the greatest blessing for me, because, guys, whatever you make in life, you make it. Nobody influences it. Thank you for listening. This is Chris, signing off. You only lose when you stop.